Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big news yesterday was Texas and Oklahoma may be headed to the SEC. Let me ask you first just this.
All right.
Apart from any implications, ripples, whatever else, would you like
it? Yes, I do think I like it. Because in the end, it's going to, like, we could make all the jokes we want about Texas and whatnot. You do want to watch them play. Like, in the end, are you telling me you don't want to see
Would you want to watch them play more if they're in the SEC than if they're in the, like?
Sure, because I'm very interested to see, you know, we saw the Texas LSU series. That was good TV. Like, we enjoyed that game. Watching Texas play Georgia.
So Texas all these playing, Texas, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think who would be, would it keep the same East and West, and one would pop into the East and one would pop into the West, or is there a whole realignment, or
so
what happens?
The most common theory is they're going to go to a pod system, and the pod system would be very similar to what we see in the NFL, but cut it in half, in that you have four pods of four teams. You would play every team in your pod every year.
So divisions. Why do we can call them divisions instead of pods?
So I don't. My question is, I don't know if they would actually
be divisions. They would just be pods.
Right. That's how you fill out a schedule. And so would it be the top two teams playing an SEC championship game? The two teams with the best records. Unclear to me. But the pods that are being rumored at this moment, and it kind of solves a few of the issues that they've been having right now, according to Ross Dellinger. He screenshotted a graphic that was on the SEC network, so I do not think that this comes from anywhere or just from out of nowhere. Pod A, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina. Pod B, Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Vanderbilt. Pod C, LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, A&M. Pod D, Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas.
God, that sounds like it makes total sense.
A 9-game schedule format. So again, you play the three other teams in your pod every season, and then you play two games against each of your other pods, and then you host every team at least once every four seasons.
Everyone in your pod.
Correct.
Then you, what about the two games against,
so you would play two games. So you play three games in your pod, yep. Every team.
That gets you up to three games. And how many game SEC schedule?
9-game schedule.
Okay. Yeah.
9-game
okay.
schedule. And then you would play two games against each of the other pods. So,
but okay,
yeah. So that would be six total.
I see, but you don't know who it would be.
So,
in those
like,
pods.
let's say for instance, you're Florida, you're going to play Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina every year. Then you will rotate. In like pod B, one year maybe you play Alabama and Auburn. Then you'd play LSU and Mississippi State. Then you'd play Arkansas and Missouri. The next year you would play...
You'd play the other guys in the pod.
Correct.
I see.
Or perhaps maybe do...
Boy, for something that's not happening, people seem to have this all figured out.
I don't even think it's happening. I think it could be happening way quicker than we think it is.
Well, the Houston story said... The Houston Chronicle story, which broke this, said 2 weeks. So,
I think this could happen by 2023. Like, I think they'd be playing football by 2023.
Oh, I see. Yeah, in terms of the news being formalized and getting out.
Correct.
Basically, they were saying it could be out. This could be formalized in the next 2 weeks. What does it do? Well, okay. First, let's just talk about the likelihood of it happening. The story breaks yesterday, and it comes from the Houston Chronicle, and you get the weakest, feeblest denials from everyone involved, from the Big 12.
Not from A&M.
From Oklahoma. A&M basically, they say, screw this. Yep. There's no way this is happening over our dead body. But all the actual people who are involved are all saying, oh, we don't comment on rumors.
Correct.
Texas A&M says, over our dead body. And by the way, Ross Bjork happens to be, just coincidentally, at Media Days. Let me ask you this. AD's always at Media Days?
Usually, yeah. Because
Not always.
Every time I've been there, most of them are there.
And I think he leaked it.
I think
A&M is the most likely candidate to leak it, because any chance of it not happening is enhanced by it getting out. Because what happens now?
Right. So the only reason why I don't know if Ross leaked it, it could have been somewhat. I do think A&M is the
A&M is the most likely leaker here.
So when the story broke, Neil and Richard Cross were actually having a conversation with Ross.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that he couldn't have leaked it earlier and whatnot, but
oh, he could have. I mean,
Neil said
you don't
Ross,
leak something the same moment it comes out. You leak it, and then they
correct.
They write the story, and then it takes a couple hours.
Neil said Ross. It was surprising to see the story break to Ross. Now, on the other hand,
does he have a background in drama, Ross Bjork?
He's a football guy.
I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
What? This story's out?
Correct.
So Neil is saying seemed legitimately surprising
correct.
To Ross Bjork.
But as I said to Neil, he was the only person that had a very antagonistic statement ready to go.
Yeah. It would not surprise me if it was someone at Texas A&M. It could have been a booster at Texas A&M. It could have been a whatever. It could have been a vice whatever at Texas A&M. It could have been Ross Bjork. It may not have been Texas A&M. But they're the ones who are most adamantly against it. And that's exactly right. He didn't have to think about how am I going to respond to this. He had a response, as you point out, ready to go, saying over our dead body. So that may well be where it came from. Now, it would require 11 of 14 of the current members of the SEC to vote for it. And you've heard different reports on this. We know Texas A&M is one vote against. Well, one vote against ain't stopping anything.
Yep.
And so then there's been thoughts that Missouri would not be in favor.
Yeah, Missouri's had success recruiting in Texas using the same formula that A&M has had, which is, hey,
if you want to play in the SEC. Totally understandable, by the way, why A&M.
Sure.
A&M finally looks like they're making up ground. They have emerged from Texas's shadow.
100%.
They are more significant nationally right now than Texas.
Correct.
Maybe for the first time in their history.
And
Johnny Manziel, but that was a Johnny Manziel phenomenon.
Right.
As an institution, they're more significant than
their
Texas.
Their star has risen and Texas has fallen.
Texas has fallen. And so they're like, screw this. We're not going to sacrifice this. And Missouri, you can argue Missouri, yeah, exactly right, is able to say, listen, if you want to come to the SEC, come play for Mizzou. And then various people have speculated, well, why exactly would the mid-level SEC programs be in favor of this? I saw Dan Wolkin tweeted, like, why does Ole Miss or Mississippi State, this was his theory, want this, given that it's just two more teams that will slot above them? Well, the answer is this is exactly the same as always is money. Right. Well, why do they want it? Why did Arkansas go to the SEC? Because they're going to win more games? Because they're going to make the fans happier? Because it's going to build? No. Money. And now, by the way, you have the name, image, and likeness money that may be being siphoned off. There may be some boosters, some companies, some whatever, that instead of sending the money to the athletic department, are now sending the money directly to athletes. They're figuring out how to get more money in the new environment. And so I think Ole Miss and Mississippi State, as long as the check is going to be bigger, they don't care. Let's be honest, they're not winning national titles as it is anyway.
No, their concern is going to be, we don't want to wind up in a pod with Alabama. Excuse me, with Alabama and Auburn again.
Right, and this would actually get them away from Alabama and Auburn. Who's in their pod? Who's in the Alabama Ole Miss pod? I mean, the Ole Miss Mississippi State pod. LSU,
LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, A&M.
That's better for them.
It's better for them. What would be really good for them is if you got one thing that I found interesting about this pod system is A&M is, if this were true, A&M's begrudgingly saying, like, fine, we'll let them in, but we don't want to be in their pod. And so if you could get Arkansas instead of A&M, I think that's better. But that's, you know, in the end, like, it's fine.
The contract, in terms of the timing of this, the grant of rights, the Big 12 grant of rights goes through 2024.
Correct.
So Texas and Oklahoma have signed over their TV rights to the Big 12 through 2024.
Correct.
So they can come, but they're not bringing their TV rights.
Correct.
How then would this happen that they would start playing as early as 2023?
The simplest answer is they're going to notify the Big 12 that they're not going to extend, and you come to some sort of
financial settlement.
Financial agreement. Yes.
Which is what has often happened when people are leaving.
Correct. And this also allows the other aspect of this is it's no secret for anyone that follows television rights and whatnot. The Longhorn Network has been one of the few things the ESPN has launched that has been pretty unsuccessful on a large scale. You're able to kind of fold that money into the new deal that you've made with the SEC. Maybe you change the numbers around because now it's a 16-team league rather than a 14-team league. And essentially, that's like the entry fee.
Good for the Houston Chronicle. Old school newspaper for breaking this, by the way. Everyone has scrambling on it afterwards. Pete Thamel wrote a piece saying that the 11 of 14 votes are imminently attainable. And also that this is very real and could move quickly.
Yes, the only story I saw yesterday that I thought was absolutely like absurd, and I thought, do you understand how the world works? Was Texas should go independent, because if you don't,
that was Wetzel. Wetzel wrote Texas should go independent.
Right, Texas would love to be independent. They're not like they don't have the negotiating point. Like the other thing I think that's interesting about this is, does this mean that Notre Dame is now? There was speculation that last year during the pandemic was kind of a trial run for Notre Dame and the ACC. And then you started to see the language of the contract for the 12-team playoff. And Notre Dame, everyone's like, wait, what? They're going to agree to not be, to not have an equal footing. There's the thought that they're even realizing, like, the one of the nation's, like, preeminent, the poster child for being independent is Notre Dame. And
don't have the leverage with what? In other words,
television.
Yeah, but the argument is, the argument is this, is that what what matters most now isn't television, it's streaming. And that you can have your own individual streaming deal. I have no idea if where you can make easily as much or more money than you can from television.
Sure.
No.
If that were the case, the Pac-12 would not be as left behind as it was. But that's what they tried to do, essentially.
But it's different than Cal Berkeley streaming and Texas streaming. Deal,
correct.
Right?
But I mean,
don't they have different leverage points?
In the end, they have the single biggest hurdle to overcome in that they had their own TV network and it was wildly unsuccessful. And right. So the thought is, well, if you couldn't even get the TV network to work, how are you going to do this to work? And the other, I don't know if it's been like straight up reported with sources, but The common acceptance is that Texas quietly went and tried to, with the Big 12, renegotiate and extend their television contract about a year, year and a half ago. And the TV networks all said, we're okay right now.
So what could get in the way of this? Well, politics can get in the way of this.
For sure.
Because what actually happens here is if this happens, Oklahoma State's screwed. If this happens, there are a bunch of schools in Texas and the Big 12 that are screwed.
Just to name a couple, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU.
Everybody.
And yeah. West Virginia.
They're all screwed. And we've seen politics get into this before. Virginia Tech is in the ACC.
Sure.
Partly because
Virginia is the Virginia senator.
Because of the Virginia senator. Yeah, exactly right. So whoever leaked this is trying to stir up whatever to create opposition. That's obviously why one would do this. And you could have politicians from Texas, from Oklahoma, saying, yeah, no, this isn't going to happen. We're going to protect the Big 12. Doesn't seem likely, but that is, listen, things have fallen apart before. A whole bunch of them once upon a time were going to go join the Pac-12, weren't they?
Yes, they were indeed.
Who was that?
That was Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, and
Tech?
Was it Texas Tech? Yes, it was Texas Tech. It was Texas, yeah, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State.
So they were going to go join the Pac-12, Pac-10, whatever the hell it is.
Pac-10 at the time.
And that fell through. So things can fall through. All right, so then the next question is, let's say this happens.
Yep.
What happens to those schools?
So I think the school that's probably in the best position.
How many does that leave? How many are left?
So that would leave 19. I beg your pardon. That would leave 8 teams. So the team that I think is in the best position of all is probably Kansas. And the reason why I say that is that Kansas is part of the Association of American Universities, which is something that the Big Ten desperately
right.
cares about.
The academics,
and,
right.
And the Pac-12 cares about.
So the best position you're talking about to go get sucked up by someone else.
Correct. To not be.
You think all these would get sucked up? There's two things. Let's just take it at a 10,000 feet level. There's two things that can happen. One is they can all be sucked up by someone else.
Yep.
Or they can try to add other people.
Correct.
Those are the two things that can happen. Which of those do you think would happen? Or some of each?
I do not think the Big 12, even in name only, is going to exist. I think it's done. Because this has officially become. It's the ultimate example of everyone's now officially looking out for themselves. Like, in the end, the reason why Texas and Oklahoma are doing this is if they could have maintained the status quo and gotten more money,
right.
They would have done that. And they realized that was not going to happen and that the gap between the SEC and the Big Ten.
Which isn't that right now, the money between the SEC and the Big 12 is not that different. It's going to get to be enormous, though. It's absolutely going to get to be enormous. Okay, but what happens then? What where do these so they exist out there in nowhere land? What happens to Iowa State?
So Iowa State is a fascinating case to me because they are actually a member of the AAU, which makes them a more attractive candidate, I think, than people realize, and they've done a pretty good job of building up their athletic programs, and so that. Could make
yeah, but
them-
here's the thing. There's no one in that group of schools, no one, that makes you think by adding this school, it will bring in more money, enough money to justify splitting the pie an additional
correct.
Way.
But in the...
Or do you just need numbers at some point, at some point?
At a certain point, you need to add the best that you can and then try to renegotiate your television deal because you now have added. But
if they don't add anything by adding on what basis you think whoever name it is, the Big Ten can go back and say, listen, we want to negotiate because now we have the great draw that is Iowa State.
Well, they wouldn't frame it like that. How they would frame it is, hey, we've strengthened our conference. We have added to our conference and therefore we have the terms in our...
You have another mouth to feed. I would say to you as a TV exec, you have another mouth to feed. You haven't brought any more eyeballs by bringing Iowa State, seven
correct.
People in Iowa.
You also don't have you don't have to pay the Big 12 anymore. So basically everyone's going after what will be left of the Big 12 TV money.
Okay, does this mean anything at all, either in terms of chance to jump somewhere or chance to adopt someone for Memphis and the AAC?
I think there's going to be the possibility that you can add some of like the Texas schools and maybe you can build your conference around that. I personally do not think that the goal for Memphis should be to try and level up. I think the goal for Memphis at this point should be make sure you stay on the same playing field as Houston, Cincinnati, UCF. Like, that should be the goal. Make sure you don't fall behind them. Because right now you're on equal footing and stay.
Well, and there's, I mean, I hate to say this. If you're Memphis, it's simply true that you're behind those. I think in terms of attractiveness, it may not be fair. Whole thing's unfair. I hate the whole thing.
Yeah.
But you're behind those in attractiveness. Certainly behind UCF and Cincinnati in attractiveness right now.
Well, and I think you're behind the...
Probably behind Houston. And then certainly the new schools that are being cut loose.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're definitely about... I think everyone keeps making the list based on... not, like, forgetting the fact that those leftover Big 12 schools are going to be part of this pool, too.
So what do you imagine? Do you imagine a bigger AAC? Do you imagine a new conference with some of those bringing over some of the... robbing the AAC?
I think that their goal should be to try and strengthen and expand the AAC and see if that creates the opportunity to be a part of this quote-unquote super conference world. I don't know if you can, but that should be the goal.
Oh, God. What a...
Because the inevitability seems to be it's all just going to go to these four 16-team leagues.
Right.
Because in the end, it will be the classic example of, I'm like you, if you ask the right questions, you sit there and go, why do we need... like, just because they're expanding, like, does that mean we have to expand? But in reality, what it's all going to come down to is... you're trying to make as attractive of a television product as possible, and you can package it, sell it however you want. There's going to be this notion that...
But if there's four 16 teams, so... Well, that would imply the AAC sucking up some people, the Big Ten sucking up some people, and the Pac-12 sucking up some people. And then you get to your four 16 teams, right?
The AAC... you're saying the ACC sucking.
ACC, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would imply that.
And that doesn't leave... if it's that, that doesn't leave any room for an expanded AAC.
No, but maybe you can bolster your profile enough to where you're not part of the super conferences, but you are clearly like the in between the super conference and the conferences that are going to be used to fill out the schedules.
I'm not sure I enjoy this conversation. I mean, I enjoy the conversation just fine. I'm a get off my lawn guy. You know, give me the old Big East. Give me the old ACC. You know,
What conference is Maryland in?
Maryland is an ACC school. Boston College is in the Big East.
Yes.
Oklahoma, Nebraska, they play each other every freaking year.
Big Eight.
And they're in the Big Eight. And then there's the Metro. And the Metro is a great
RIP.
Great conference. And that is how it ever shall ever be in my mind. So there you go. That is how
I still screw up. And I'm as versed, I feel like, in this as anyone. And I still think Maryland's in the ACC.
The other university news from yesterday was the head coach at Washington State University,
Nick Rolovich,
announced that he would not be getting vaccinated and therefore would not be going to media days because he's not be getting vaccinated. So he would participate on Zoom. What's interesting about this is Washington State, after this happened last night, reissued the following statement. Washington State University expects all students, faculty, staff, and volunteers to be fully vaccinated before the start of the fall semester. As the state's land-grant research university, WSU has an obligation to serve the public good and promote the health and safety of its communities. The science clearly shows that the COVID-19 vaccine nearly eliminates the chances of death or serious illness related to a COVID-19 infection and is a critical element in protecting public health locally and worldwide. But it goes on to say, Washington State University respects the right of individuals to decide whether to get vaccinated, which is a little weird, right? You got to be vaccinated. We're mandating you be vaccinated, but we do respect your right to not get vaccinated.
That feels like it was written by a lawyer.
But here's the upshot. WSU has instituted an exemption process for those who have medical or non-medical reasons for not receiving the vaccine. Those requesting an exemption will be required to wear a mask and maintain physical distancing and may be subject to other public health measures when on WSU property. So Nick Rolovich will have to apply, or maybe already has, apply for an exemption. He'll be granted the exemption. A, he's got a contract and they don't want to buy him out of the contract.
For sure.
I bet the contract says nothing about not being vaccinated. And so, that he will apply for an exemption, he'll get an exemption, and he will have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And socially distance and whatever, this and that. He's a dumbass. And I'd use the, I'd say the a-hole word, except for I'm not allowed to say it on the air. He's also the guy, and the way you know this to be true is he's also a the coach who last year told a player that because he was the member of a social justice group, that it would count against him as part of the football team and asked him to clean out his locker.
Yep.
He later apologized for that because the call was recorded.
I was gonna say, 'cause he got caught on tape.
Because the call was recorded. The guy is a jackass. I would not want him anywhere near my football team or my university. He should be fired by all rights, and I don't care if you agree with me or disagree. The guy's a freaking disgrace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.